Hi, I'm Henrik Edberg, and this is the Smart Social Skills course. This bonus guide is called The Simple Guide to Dating, and in this guide I will share the best mindsets, techniques and things I have learned as I have gone from someone who had not had a date in several years to having many dates to being in an awesome relationship as I've been in the last two, 3 years. I once used to think that I was stuck in my dateless situation and hoped that chance would somehow save me. But, as I learned over the past years, it was not up to chance, but up to me to make a change and to take responsibility for my dating life. Because there are things you can do to improve your dating success a whole lot, and things you can do if you get rejected or if things do not go so well, that you can do to not get stuck in a negative funk for weeks or months. So let me share what has worked the best for me. First, how do you meet the right person for you? To get a date or to form some kind of romantic relationship, you need to meet people. Just going through the 12 weeks of this course without even reading this guide can be a great help to anyone who wants to date and find a partner. Because successful dating is not about advanced techniques or magic secrets. It's about simple fundamentals. It's about building a social skills toolbox filled with smarter and more helpful habits and techniques that you can use to, for example, become more of a value giver, be more confident and relaxed in social situations, and to be less shy. These basic fundamentals were what I lacked, and that held me back from meeting new people and from meeting women in my life. To meet the right person, you need to meet quite a few people. I, for example, went from going on no dates in several years to having several dates each month. By meeting quite a few women over a period of time, not only did my dating skills become better, I also met enough women to know what I was looking for and to find one that was just right for me. I had great success with online dating, but you can also meet people at, for example, various clubs or activities, yoga, cafes, your job, networking events, classes in school, retreats, parties, or clubs or pubs. The most important thing is to meet a lot of people in one way or another, because someone special for you won't just knock on your door one day. The more action you take, the more proactive you are, the more people you will meet and get to know. You'll make new friends, learn a lot about yourself and what you need and want, and you will increase the odds of finding the right person for you the more you stay active. Also, be open to dates with all kinds of people. You never know when you will meet someone that you really click with. And it is usually more fun to go meet someone new than spending an evening at home in front of the TV. You attract what you are. I believe that you attract in large part what you are. If you, for example, want to attract a positive or confident person into your life, then you have to work on those qualities in yourself, because people tend to want to spend time with people who have similar qualities to themselves. And an optimistic person may simply not want to go into a relationship with someone who is very negative, for example. So personal development can be a very helpful thing, not only for dating, but for any relationship. Because the outside may attract at first, but what makes people stay together and have any kind of relationship of a good and healthy kind is based on what is on the inside. And my experience has been that dating became a whole lot easier when I became more positive, confident, and knew how to improve and sustain my self-esteem. A helpful mindset for dating. A healthy and helpful mindset for dating is one that does not put a lot of pressure on you or on the date that you're at. So don't hype it up in your head. don't go in with a lot of expectations and do not build up elaborate fantasies or nightmares. Don't think you will be forever alone or not have another date if this one doesn't go well. Such pressure upon you usually leads to a lot of nervousness, not being able to be yourself, because you're afraid of saying the wrong thing, and it basically leads to not being your best self. A mindset that did work for me was to tell myself this before the date. I'm going to have a fun night, be social, and just get to know this person. I found that this was a mindset and simple aim that makes the date light, and it made me relaxed. Aim for something like that. People in your life, or on TV, or in the movies, may say that going on a date is a big deal. And it might be if you haven't been on many lately, but it is as big of a deal as you make it in your own head. And the less you make it a big deal, the easier and simpler it will be. And the easier and simpler you make it, the more likely it is that the two of you will have a good time together on that first meeting. Where to go on a first date? So what do you do on a first date? I say, be smart about where you go, especially if you feel your dating skills aren't that sharp at the moment. I would recommend to find a spot where the two of you can get to know each other in a relaxed setting. Such a place could be a pub, a cafe, a tea bar that you like and feel relaxed and comfortable in. Maybe you already have such a favorite place in your town. Then go there. It is as simple as that and help you to keep nervousness away. I would not recommend going to, for example, the movies, as you will be sitting still for 2 hours without seeing each other or being able to talk to each other. A fancy dinner at a restaurant can be good, but also come off as you're trying to impress the other person. Or it can put quite a bit of pressure on the date and make it feel quite serious to the other person. Some might like that, and some might not. I would choose to make a lighter meeting after the first date, as I mentioned, and to save the fancy restaurant for a little later. Use what you have learned to make a great first impression. If you have gone through the 12-week course, then by now you have already spent quite a bit of time with using techniques that make it a whole lot easier to make a good first impression when you meet your date. So as you're about to meet your date, do what you usually do before a meeting with someone new. Just before you meet him or her, tap into mindfulness and calm down your body and mind by focusing on your breathing. Then, about a minute before you meet him or her, assume rapport. You can find both of these techniques described in the guide for week number 1. Don't overcomplicate things, just do what you usually do for any other meeting. You may also want to have a question or two prepared, as described in the guide for week 3. This will not only help you during the date. A date can make the other person nervous too. By focusing on your breathing and assuming rapport, you'll bring the positivity and a relaxed, open and fun mood into the date right away, and you'll most likely unlock those things in your date partner too. The first rule of dating: relax and be yourself. So what do you talk about or do on the date? Go with the flow as best you can. Stay mindful and relaxed as best you can. Remember the mindset that I described a few minutes ago. I'm going to have a fun night, be social, and just get to know this person. Focusing on that, it plus the mindfulness and assuming rapport, can help you to be your best and most relaxed self. The person you are with your best friends. When you're being yourself, not everyone will like or be attracted to you enough to continue dating. But that is only good, because you don't want many people liking and being attracted to a fake or bland facade that you put up. You want one person or a few people to truly see who you are and to like and be attracted to the best and true you. So, like you may often do with your friends, keep the tone of the conversation light and fun, and then use what you have learned. Use forward and grabbing conversation topics from your surroundings to learn more about what is most important to him or her, and to broaden and continue the conversation, Go deeper by using follow-up questions and by making statements about yourself and your life. And truly listen by being fully and mindfully there, or by thinking to yourself that you will repeat what you have heard to someone else in your life. If you stumble or fumble during the date, then just keep going. No date will go totally perfect. Also, be sure to share your own passions and what is closest to your heart in life. Talk about your passion. It is attractive with passionate people, no matter what their passion is, like music, writing, a sport, comic books, or something else. But don't overdo it, though. Talk about it for a few minutes, not 30 minutes or an hour. Be genuine and express yourself. The power of touch. What makes a date different from just any other meeting, just like the one you may have with a friend or someone you're not attracted to at a party? One thing that people often forget about when they are not used to dating, I sure did, is physical touch and the effect it can have on the date. The touch charges the date. It can be sensual, romantic, and exciting. It sends a signal that this isn't just a cup of tea with a platonic friend. You're not looking for just another friend. If you're not touching the other person on your dates, start now. It changes the dynamic right away. So how can you incorporate touching into your date? Well, you can start your date with a hug, where you can touch the shoulder or upper arm of the other person for a second. And then, later on, the top of the other person's hand, for example, for a few seconds. The important thing, as with so many things in life, is to take small steps forward. Note, use touching with common sense. If the customs in your country is different, or if you're at work, then adapt your touching to that. And overall, it might be smart to not use touch at work at all. Save it for your personal time instead. When do you go for the kiss? By first hugging and or touching the shoulder, then touching the hand later on, and by making touching a natural part of your life. You not only charge the date, but you also make it seem natural and not such a big leap to go for the kiss later on. The kiss is one of the most intimate ways of touching each other, and by making it another step of sorts in your little dance of touching, instead of going from no touch to the kiss right away, it usually feels better and more natural for everyone involved. But when do you go for the kiss? Well, you can go for the first kiss when there is a silence, perhaps, and you are holding each other's hands. Or when there is a charged pause in the conversation and your eyes meet. You don't have to wait to the end of the date. Kiss when it feels right instead of adapting yourself to some romantic movie script. And this will also make the kiss just another natural moment. And that is a whole lot better than building up pressure during the whole date. That can lead to so much nervousness at the end of the date that it gets awkward. Or you may not be able to muster the courage to go for that first kiss. What to do after the date? Don't overthink things. Don't overanalyze things when you get home after the date, especially if things did not go as well as you had hoped. It is important to be realistic about your dating life and to not overanalyze one bad date, because sometimes people have a bad day, and sometimes you just don't get along or connect with someone, and that is okay, and just life. You cannot get along with everyone, and everyone will not like you or be attracted to you. If the date went well, then follow up a day or a few days later and set up a new date. Keep it simple and be proactive. That is all that is needed. How to handle rejection? One big thing that holds people back in any kind of social setting, and perhaps especially when dating, is rejection and the fear of it. So how can you handle it so you are still able to take action and you do not get stuck in fear? Here is what really helped me. Improve your self-esteem and learn how to keep it steady. This has been the most important thing for me, to learn to handle rejection and the fear of it in a better and healthier way. So really focus on the techniques and the habits that I shared in the guide for week 11. to improve how you handle rejection and the fear of it. Look at what you can learn. A minute or two ago, I said that it doesn't help to overanalyze things. But maybe you can draw one lesson from a date that did not go so well. Ask yourself, what is one thing I can learn from this date? This has helped me to see an upside, or to at least draw a lesson from dates that did not go so well, or dates that I didn't even get to begin with. There's not always something you can learn, so don't dwell upon this for too long, but put in a few minutes to think about that question. Have an abundance mentality. Don't start to project too much into a date before it has even begun or after it is done. Don't put too much pressure on yourself and for the date to go well, as that usually leads to not being your best self and to nervousness, as I mentioned earlier in this guide. Don't start thinking that you will be alone for the rest of your life. Just because a date didn't go as you'd like, or because you didn't get a date with someone you were interested in. Instead, think about how many people there are out there for you to meet. There are tons of women and men for you to meet. By opening up your mind to all the possibilities that are still there in your life after a date that did not go so well, or before a date gets started, you'll be more relaxed and less fearful of rejection, because you know it's not your last chance ever. Instead, it is what it is. You're meeting another person to see if the two of you have a connection. This mentality and way of looking at things has helped me to greatly reduce my fear of rejection, and it, together with the other habits that I described in this section, has simply made rejection of any kind sting a lot less. Do you make these four common mistakes when dating? In the last section of this guide, I want to share a few common mistakes that I and many other people have made when dating, and what to do instead. Mistake number one, trying to impress. Why not? Well, if you try to impress someone with what you do, how much money you earn, how much you work out, or something else, it can easily seem like you're trying too hard. And it may seem like you're putting the other person above you, on a pedestal, so to speak. And this is not very attractive to a lot of people. So instead, keep the light and relaxed mindset as previously mentioned in this guide. Share your passions, but see the two of you as equals and of the same value, just like you may do with a friend. This will hold you back from going into "I have to impress this person" mode. And counterintuitively, you will most likely make a more positive impression upon him or her. Mistake number two, not making specific plans. Being vague about making a plan for the date can not only make you seem like you lack confidence and forward drive, it can also lead to many dates running out into the sand before they have even begun. So don't say it would be nice to go on a date sometime and end with that. Follow it up with asking if he or she would like to get a cup of coffee or a beer on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Mistake number three, not touching. Yes, I already mentioned this, but it is well worth mentioning again because it's so important for setting a dating and romantic vibe rather than a let's be friends vibe. Now you may still wind up as just friends anyway in the end, even if you use touch, and that is great too. But if you don't touch, then it usually doesn't lead to anything more than being friends at all. Partly because it's very easy for the other person to start assuming that you're not interested romantically, and partly because touch charges the date with feelings that say, this is not just a friendly chat with a friend. Mistake number four, playing it safe. I've played it safe on many dates. I tried to not say the wrong thing. I didn't touch because she may not have reciprocated or not liked it. I avoided making decisions and being assertive because that could lead to rejection. All of that was a big mistake because playing it safe is not attractive, because it does not show your true and best self as you're busy trying to censor yourself. Taking action is attractive, being assertive, and setting up a specific time and place for a date is attractive. Being your best and true self, even if it may be a bit odd and quirky at times, is attractive. Daring to touch and to go for the kiss is attractive. Yes, Doing these things can lead to more rejection. It can also lead to more success. It did lead me to a lot more success, mixed in with some dates that did not go so well. If you play it safe, on the other hand, then it, in my experience, leads to a bunch of nice and kind of mediocre dates that don't lead anywhere in the end. You have to take risks and go bold sometimes to get what you want. And all of this may not only help you to have more success when dating. It also leads to better confidence, to better social skills in general, and growth as a person.